want to interrupt on him, sir?
No, I'll leave at 4:39. I'll bring it up. All right, sir. Get all in now. We've got to get the picture before it rains.
All right, sir.
Did I, I'm going to get your couple of papers with private files.
Yes.
But
Yeah, he's okay, come in. You see, we don't have the time off because. Hey, Bob, how are you?
How are you?
Mr. President, I'll give you a quick credit here. You're shitty.
Put on another show tonight.
Yeah. You know, I had an idea that you might have fun with. You've got lots of pictures, but is the light enough out there, Ollie, for the garden?
I checked it, I can make it check.
Well, let's get some of the flags here. And Ollie will make up a little album for you, would you like? Or talk about it.
Shoot profile shots.
That's right.
In my museum.
That's right. Everybody gives me stupid things. This is a lousy putter they told me, but it has a presidential seal.
Oh, gee, what?
And I told you, you know.
I won't play.
I know, but I can tell it looked beautiful. Probably gonna, but it's yours, it's got a presidential seal.
You're in your bag. Oh, listen, now I'm gonna put that in my.
By the way.
My trophy room.
Your trophy room, there you go. That's all the present I got for you.
I had so many things.
Of their 16 divisions in South Vietnam. If, for example, they didn't figure that instead of just keeping sewer fees at 300 a day, which is what we've been having for the last few months, we de-escalated a lot. But I have ordered out there the enormous force we have. It's a hell of a force, but God, we've got six carriers there now. We've got about 35 destroyers, and we've got four cruisers shoveling in. We've doubled the number of B-52s. I found them all over the place. As a result, we are now running 800 to 900 sorties a day, every day. And they're hitting the battlefront. Abrams is clobbering them every time they stick their heads up. But when you can see what that does for South Vietnamese morale. This strike on Hanoi and Haiphong was necessary due to the fact that after they violated the DMZ and invaded, you see, now there isn't, they used to say it was civil war. But this is no civil war. These aren't guerrillas. These aren't Viet Cong. This is North Vietnam coming across by the tens of thousands, violating the DMZ, and invading South Vietnam. And so we have to react. What are we doing? Well, we are going to continue to bomb military targets in North Vietnam until they quit invading South Vietnam, until they quit killing Americans. They're not killing any Americans. You can still say that. And South Vietnamese in South Vietnam. Now, as far as the fighting is concerned, it's all being done to the South Vietnamese. Our casualties still run 10 to 12 a week. It's nothing. I mean, that's air being lost in the air. Our participation is solely in terms of air and sea power. But when you say Vietnamization hasn't worked, not true. It has. This is the proof of it. As I have. So it shows you that this country, as a result of our long suffering and so forth, is going to be able to defend itself without our help if we have stayed the course. But now we come back to why bomb the Hanoi Haiphong complex. If after such a massive invasion we just tit for tat, it's no message. So what we are in effect saying is, look here, if you're going to play this kind of a game, we then are going to hit you, and more is to come. There's another reason, too. We want the Russians to know this. Now, as you well realize, this is coming as it does after the Chinese summit, and coming as it does before the Russian summit. Many observers say, well, gee, aren't you going to risk the Chinese summit? All hope of that in the Russian summit. The answer is, of course. But the greater risk is to have a president of the United States go to Russia hat in hand after being held, losing to South Vietnam, to North Vietnam, supported by the Russians.
This is 5 years late.
That's right.
5 years late.
That's right.
Responding.
That's right.
Of Hanoi.
And
how could you not?
That's right.
It's like taking and letting a guy, if you know a guy next door has a gun, and you let that fellow keep bringing ammunition to fire at your house.
Right.
You know, it's stupid.
Yeah.
And this has been the, you know, one time we had a talk, and you asked me what I thought about it. 2 years ago, last October.
Yeah.
Amber and I said, what Mr. Eisenhower said, you know.
Yeah.
I asked him after one of the trips about 5 years ago, or 4 years ago, I said, if you were president today, what would you do in the backyard of his house at Palm Desert?
Yeah. Yeah.
And he said, I would invade North Vietnam and not be against using nuclear weapons. Now, he was a pretty good military mind, too.
Right.
If you don't give them a hard stroke, we've been playing. Gee, they must think we're we're a big.
See, what we have done now, Bob, is that we have put it to them, and they know it. But they also, because of the naval strength we have there, that we could put more to them. Because you see, we now have a potential of blockade there.
Yeah.
We see.
Yeah.
We've got it all there in place, Bob. And but what we're doing is now see how they react. We want to see how the Russians react. We want to see how the North Vietnamese react. And, curiously enough, don't be surprised if they react. They'll continue to fight, but they might react in a more conciliatory way. You don't know.
Who knows?
You can see. proceeds against the United States. What the hell do you think the Russians are going to do in the Middle East? They will arm those missiles over there and man them with Russians in the UAR, and Israel is finished.
The Jews better
understand that. And what will they do? Over the world, you see, the Russians will then get an enormous... If they figure they can get away with this, they'll push us again. But if you stop them, they'll back down. And that's what we're doing. We're playing... Let me put it this way. We're really playing children. I would say in the guise of it, in the terms of poker, the way you might put it, you resist it. I was a pretty fair poker player in the Navy. Everybody's got a different style. To be a good poker player, you sometimes have to bluff him, sometimes. But there was one characteristic of my poker playing that I recall now that most of them noticed. I can hardly remember a time that I was called that I didn't have the cards. In other words, we've got the cards now. And if they call us, and if these bastards continue to go down there, and if they do not come to the conference table and really negotiate about everything, including prisoners, we're going to continue to bomb the hell out of them until we get it. And I don't even know what happens. People say, well, you lose the election if you do it in the peace mission. I don't even know. The main thing is, it's more important to save the country than to win an election. In other words, you might win an election and lose the country.
And you got to win that way personally, too.
That's right.
I think so. I don't know.
Who knows?
Because you can't. You can't. Look, if these other guys try to sell you out, which you read every day now, you know. God, I've never read such a press. I was telling the president a piece about the Russian embassy. I am surprised that the American Legion or some patriotic group doesn't go over there and kill those guys. Did you read about that? With a sign saying,
give the North Vietnam
more missiles so they can shoot down U.S. airplanes. How do you like it?
What did our people react to that? Anybody here?
Particularly as we see.
press bastards are responsible for this. He says, print it. I hope you print it. They did print it. They did put it on TV. So, actually, the little believers in the State Department is asking for this. That's about the money to condemn him. They're, you know, they're calling the press bastards. I said, wait, let's find out what the facts are. What I found. He's the commander, according to General Abrams, of the best battalion, ours, in Vietnam. Second, this was a beautifully trained outfit and so forth. They're all recruits. None of them had seen any action before. But members of the American press went to and told them, say, look, kids, don't you realize that they're not sending in helicopters because the South Vietnamese are using the army, and they're going to send you through a minefield on this thing. You shouldn't take this. They did that. Abrams tried to get them recalled, of course, and we didn't do it. And I am calling the guy back, and we're going to give him a medal right here in this room, a commendation for calling the press bastards. And the press are going to cover it. You understand?
You're not going to publicize that, but you're
you down there. No, but that's, you see, the point is, I'm giving the medal.
I'm doing a joke tonight about Anderson, you know, about his
objectives.
Yeah, you know, because he's always, he's the subject today, and I said, I don't want to criticize the way he gets his news, you know.
Yeah.
I said, there's a lot of ways to get the news, but putting on a blonde wig and a miniskirt and sitting on Kissinger's lap.
you,